Today, I want to talk about the difference between creating for yourself versus creating for a client. So essentially the difference between being an artist and being a pro. I'll cover a little bit of my backstory and how I got into custom work as a music producer, which allowed me to turn music into a career, and how my artistry actually coexists with that, yet it's also sort of different from it. And most importantly, I'll cover how to balance the two and how to know when to put on each hat. Now, by the way, I'm talking about music specifically today, as that's my personal experience, but this really applies to all creatives and artists. So whether you're a musician or a writer or even a graphic designer, I think you'll find value in today's episode. So let's dive in. For years, I have been a working musician, able to work with clients who pay me to bring their vision to life through my musical expertise. Whether I'm creating a theme song for a brand or working from a brief to create music for a commercial, I know how to follow instructions and use my skills to help create on the behalf of another. Now, I recognize that most musicians don't get into music to do custom work or freelancing, which just means to do work for hire. Many musicians that I meet are actually artists first, and they desire to express themselves and build a fan base and gain monetary success with their original music. And I love that. For me, I always wanted to know how I could make money with my music, so my path led me into some more practical ways to do that. Now, in truth, it wasn't totally about the money. The real reason I was driven by the money was I loved music so much, I didn't want to have to work another job to support myself, which would take away from the time I could spend making music. So music was life to me, and I figured if I could find out how to get paid to make music, well, that would be a win-win, and that's what would make me the most happy. So this is actually part of what led me to learn how to produce. Not only did I not have enough money to pay producers for tracks anymore, but when I saw what producers were charging, and then when I looked at what I was making as a session singer, when I went into the studio, I kind of put two and two together and I said, wait a second, what if I set up a home studio and just did this myself? And that's what I did. I taught myself how to produce from home and I started working with clients. Now, what I love about music production is it's what I like to call a spectrum skill. And what I mean by that is you don't have to wait to achieve ultimate mastery before you can monetize it. I started off by engineering my own vocals and acoustic guitars and doing paid session work for other producers. All the while, I was working on my production chops, and eventually, I was able to get clients to hire me for demos, then artists to hire me for full songs. And I even started producing for big brands and then for film and television after just a few years in. So for the purposes of this video, I'm not going to dive too much into the details of how I went pro as a musician. I'm just giving you a quick backstory for context. But if you want to learn more about how you can go pro with your music, I will drop a link in the description for you to check out. Okay, so let's talk about the difference between being an artist and being a pro. So when you're an artist, you are the brand. It's your rules. It's your music, it's your message, and you, my friend, are your own boss. You're essentially tapping into your creativity, your passion, and you're sharing your personal message. You're not creating something to please somebody else or to make money. You're creating to express yourself. So to be an artist means to create something and then find an audience for it. And I also feel like when I'm being an artist, I'm channeling my creativity and I'm channeling like my higher self and my own vision. And so I ask myself questions like, what is seeking to emerge through me as I'm about to create? I ask questions like, what does my soul want to say right now? How can I use my creative expression to heal and process my emotions? What's going on in my own life that I can turn into art? What's my personal experience, my insights, and my downloads? I feel like being an artist is actually very much like a spiritual experience. You know, to truly tap into your artistry is to ask to know thyself and to express it unapologetically. And it definitely isn't for the faint of heart. In fact, as I said earlier, I started off in the pursuit of becoming a pro. But these days, I've actually been leaning more into my artistry and just allowing whatever wants to come out of me to flow. Now, I still do work for hire, but I'm really excited to be exploring this like uncharted territory of authentic expression. And you know, vulnerability is something I have always kind of struggled with, but in the last year especially, I feel myself being called to explore more of what my inner artist wants to say and create. And yeah, if I didn't say it, did I mention this is not for the faint of heart? Truthfully, while I love that I get paid to make music and that I've been able to turn this into a career, I have to admit it has been kind of a safety net to only do work for hire all these years with my musical skills. So it's always felt easier to just say, well, what do you want me to create and create than to actually wear my heart on my sleeve. So I'll keep you posted with how that's going, but I'm really enjoying stepping into a little bit more of my artistry right now. Okay, so to recap, the artist makes music for themselves. They channel their own creativity, and they tell their own stories, and they build their own brand. But now I want to talk about the pro. So pros have learned how to take their skill set, in this case as a musician, and do it in service to others, and then charge for it. Now, keep in mind, mastery and skill is just the baseline. You know, I think a lot of artists get caught up here too because they think that being a pro is actually just about being really good or all about their talent. But the truth is talent is just the baseline. And then after that comes this kind of skill stack that you have to build to become a pro. So some of the things that go into this skill stack of a pro are obviously talent is number one because you have to have a level of mastery in a skill. But after that comes communication, ability to follow instructions, ability to meet deadlines, and then of course, professionalism. So pros have learned how to follow instructions and really take a customer service oriented approach to working with others. They understand that when they're being hired for a job, their personal taste isn't prioritized above their client's taste. Now, as a pro, it is your job to deliver according to the client's expectations. And pros check their egos at the door, and they deliver high-quality files on time, and they follow those instructions precisely. Now, I know this can sound a little dry. After all, we're artists, and we're creatives, and we're likely working with other creatives too. So I'm not trying to suck the fun out of the process by any means. But the reason I'm emphasizing the definition of a pro in such a formal way is that as artists, we tend to be pretty immersed in our creative right brains. And then we tend to struggle when it comes to things like structure, systems, instructions, and communication. And this inevitably will cause us to struggle with monetizing, because at the end of the day, if you want to make money with your music, you must treat it like a business, and a business is about service. So if to be an artist means to create something and then find the audience for it, to be a pro means to find the audience or a client and create something for them. And if when I'm being an artist, I'm channeling my creativity, my higher self, and my vision, as a pro, I'm channeling my client's creativity and their vision. So next, I want to talk about how I balance being an artist and being a pro. Legendary music producer Rick Rubin wrote in his book, Create, that the difference between an artist and a craftsman, which is just another way of saying a pro, is that the artist seeks to express something new, original, and deeply personal, while a craftsman aims to achieve the highest quality of work within a given set of rules or standards. The artist is driven by the pursuit of a unique vision, often challenging existing norms and pushing boundaries. In contrast, the craftsman or pro focuses on mastering techniques and processes, perfecting their skill to produce works that meet or exceed established criteria. So Rubin emphasizes that both roles are essential in the creative process, and the most impactful work often comes from a blend of artistic innovation and craft mastery, which is exactly how I see it. And I love that he buttoned up that thought with that, because I am both a pro and an artist. And when I'm working as a pro, I still insert my artistry, and that's my curious, explorative, innovative, and intuitive energy. This is my feminine energy. And then I just make that energy play within the boundaries created by my client or the project. And just because there's rules to follow doesn't mean that I don't get to be artistic or creative. And heck, occasionally, I'll even get a client that loves my style so much, they'll just hire me and say, do whatever you think is best. But most of the time, the job falls somewhere in the middle. Now, on the other hand, when I work as an artist, I still utilize frameworks and techniques and processes to help execute my vision, which I like to think of as tapping into my masculine energy. I actually appreciate setting boundaries on my art because, for me, too much freedom leads to anxiety. You ever heard of analysis paralysis? You know, it's similar to that overwhelming feeling you get when you're sitting in front of a blank canvas or a blank DAW at the start of a project. And I don't know about you, but you ever get like stuck in fawn mode where you just don't know what to do? So there's a reason it's called blank page syndrome. So for me, I yearn for direction and intention. And I find that when I create what I like to call containers for my creativity, I feel more free to create and not less. So if you followed my work in Produce Like a Boss, you'll notice that I do things like build my drum kits ahead of time, or even map out the entire structure of my song before I even start building it. Or I might even reverse engineer or dissect a track that I'm looking to match the energy of and start planning my steps in advance before I even start creating. I feel like this approach really allows my right brain or that feminine energy to truly engage and play, but kind of like within that container. So in closing, navigating the realms of being an artist and a pro in music is a journey of balance, blending your passion and creativity with the discipline of craftsmanship. While channeling personal creativity as an artist connects us deeply with our inner selves, embracing the role of a pro allows us to extend our talents in service to others, which can not only be rewarding for the clients we serve, but to the health and cash flow of our businesses as creatives. So if you're an artist and you're considering doing some freelance work for hire, you might consider looking at freelance work as your day job or a way for your plan B to support your plan A. You don't have to choose whether you're going to be an artist or whether you're going to be a pro. I just think it's important that you know when you're playing which role so you know which one to put in the driver's seat. But remember, the other one will always be right next to you on the passenger side as the two are actually the same you. All right, my friends, that's it for today's episode. Until next time, stay creative and aligned, and I will see you next time. Bye for now. Everything is always working out for me. Speaking dreams into existence, turning words into reality. Attracting, I don't have to chase. I'm magnifying every way. I am the master of my fate. I create.